News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Alistair Kyle, councillor for the traditional unionist voice in Northern Ireland. You believe Kate Middleton is owed an apology from Dublin Airport. Tell us why.
Morning, Shane, and thanks for the invite to be on your show.
No problem.
Well, unfortunately, the Princess of Wales has been... she's got her diagnosis of cancer, and the airport has put out their tweet prior to the diagnosis becoming... So I think now, in hindsight, that it's the perfect time for Dublin Airport to remove the tweet and also to apologise for it.
Just to bring people into the picture, Alistair, who may not have seen the tweet, as you correctly pointed out, it was obviously before the diagnosis of cancer was revealed. I don't think anyone would think for a second it would have been done after that. But it was basically, the joke was, it was a photoshopped Kate Middleton and Prince William walking through Dublin Airport. It was a kind of a joke on the photoshopping that apparently had taken place. Was it not just a bit of fun, a bit of light-hearted humour?
Well, I think in hindsight, we're able to see now that the Princess of Wales was trying to protect her children until the Easter holidays. She wanted them to understand her diagnosis before the media and public were informed. So, you know, people have different things going on in their lives. Cancer is personal, and everyone will have different ways of dealing with it. So, I think at this stage, I think it's time for Dublin Airport to remove the tweet and apologise.
Yeah, I mean, did you have a problem with the tweet per se? I mean, before, obviously, and again, it's important to stress, Dublin Airport Authority wouldn't have known when they issued this tweet that there was a cancer diagnosis. Nobody knew except the immediate family. I mean, did you have a problem with the initial tweet, or is it just with hindsight, you're saying, that there's a problem?
I'm saying with hindsight, you know, if Belfast Airport did the same to Simon Harris and his wife, it would be equally wrong, and it would cause many in the public to be annoyed. So I also think there's a case, you know, what does this message send out to the Republic's closest neighbours, you know?
Yeah, but it was a joke about the palace photoshopping a photograph. It wasn't a joke at Kate Middleton's expense.
Well, you know, the palace photoshopped the picture to give the Princess of Wales time to
protect her children. We now know that, but I'm not sure that was the right approach from the palace, but we won't get into that. But again, we now know that. I mean, at the time the tweet was issued, it was, you know, it was pretty innocuous, Alistair, to be straight about it. It was a pretty innocuous tweet, just a bit of fun.
But I think it tells all that since the diagnosis has come out, that Dublin Airport haven't removed the tweet. The only thing they have done is disabled their replies. They have left it up. One reply to the tweet reads, "Oh my days, I hate how I'm laughing at these tweets. I don't even know if this girl is all right or not." You know, that is not acceptable.
Yeah, but again, that's not Dublin Airport saying that. Anyway, you want Dublin Airport to take down the tweet. Is there a slight danger here, Alistair, that we're making, you know, a mountain out of a molehill, that we're blowing something up into a controversy that really isn't there? It was an innocuous joke made at the time when people weren't aware of the full situation.
It's very easy to delete a tweet. If you think there's a mountain in the molehill, why does Dublin Airport not just delete the tweet?
Okay, all right. Alistair Kyle, councillor for the traditional unionist voice in Northern Ireland, the TUV. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know if you agree or disagree. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.